Welcome back to another episode of Christian Cowboy Journals, a ministry of Servant Spirit Ministries. I am Reverend Eric William Miller, and I and the ministry hope that you find the following episode informative and edifying. And stay tuned to the end for more information on how to reach out or contact or anything like that. Well, let's start by saying that one of the funnest things about trying to do a podcast for someone such as myself is trying to be different than everybody else, which is kind of hard to do. And stick with a topic or a reasoning behind the podcast that makes sense and can stand the test of time a little bit. So, if you listen to my other episodes from years ago I'm glad you still have stuck it out. So I thank the loyal listeners for that. And hopefully we'll gain some more as time goes on. And also try not to get drugged down into some of the other topics that have been talked about so fervently and passionately by so many people that it seems a little repetitive. But howdy, thank you for listening to me. Means you think I have something to say and it's worth saying. Now, if you listen to the bonus episode to start off this new season, a new part of the journey, you have a basic understanding of what we've been up to. And this might take a couple of episodes to break down a little bit now that we've came through it all. Well, came through most of it. Some things still seem to be a struggle, but faith in the Lord is what keeps us going through. Keep it on. And that's what I kind of want to touch base about at the moment, is that, you know, my health has soured. And I'm not getting any healthier as time goes on here. And, well, I know my time on Earth is limited. All of our time is. And there's so much going on around us that makes it difficult to stay strong in our faith with the Lord. I see it every day with friends, family, extended family, that health, circumstances, there's so many things that draw us away from God, including this wonderful thing, technology that we're using right now. What can I say about that? Well, it's not a whole lot I myself can say. You know, it's basically, you know, I just gotta base my life upon Scripture. There's some people that think that I might still be able to work a job. I wished I could. Unfortunately, I can't. And, you know, it's frustrating. But I know that God has allowed me to be in this position to focus more on Him. Focus my life, trust in Him more, for example, just as I've, mentioned in, when it came to the used RVs we've been blessed with. Yes, used RVs have their problems. And in some cases, it was a long wait to get the RVs. Get the RV or the car. Or this is things we need for everyday life. But as scripture teaches us, as Christ has said, the birds of the air, the sparrows, squirrels, wildlife, if God cares so much to make sure that they're fed and, sheltered, how much less does he think of us? None. We matter more to God than all the creatures he's created around us. Right now we're parked, we spend a lot of time in parks and things. And you see it every day. Yes, our ministries, the ministry side of things involves some setting out with scripture and some of that, and some people kind of refer to it as flying sign or allegedly panhandling, which is not panhandling, but just holding to the First Amendment, because we're in the United States here, so we have those constitutional protections, and freedom of speech, freedom of religion, which are constantly trying to be oppressed. And in the past, in some cases, those things were oppressed a bit in our lives. But the people that the Lord works through, some are Adam and atheists. or don't believe in Christ. Some are of other faiths. But God uses them. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Now, how much more can he provide in your life if you trust in him more and stop worrying about the day-to-day? You might have meals that, is a Lunchable. Cheap Lunchable from the local grocery store. Or your dinner's a bologna and cheese sandwich. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But it's sustenance. You get you through to another day. And, why can't we trust in the Lord more to provide for us? Now, a lot of it's because of misconceptions about what people have been told the scripture says. And a lot of that comes down, such as, some of those sayings are, you don't work, you don't eat. No, that's not the case. And then there's also the misconception that we must have a house. A good old sticks and bricks home, as it's referred to amongst the RVing, amongst RVers. A house, a land. There's nothing wrong with having those things. Many people do. And yes, I would love to have a nice home in the woods and, with a few technological advances, but, play with my amateur radio. set up, have fun with that. But, especially if I'm in the woods on some hilltop or mountaintop. But that's not what we're all meant for. We're meant for so much more. An RV that works when it wants to, don't work when it doesn't want to. But that means we trust in the Lord more. When we're meant to travel, get further down the road, the means are provided. Either, in some cases, a different RV because the previous one is just too far gone. And or reaching out to other people of faith, or just reaching out for that extra little bit of fuel money to get the last few miles somewhere. Until we have the funds again to go on the next leg of our journey. Jesus' 3 years of ministry, approximately. I mean, it's not really timed out per se, but the studies say it's approximately about 3 years or so. They occasionally stayed in homes, but it was very much a nomadic ministry. And even the disciples, the apostles, after Christ's resurrection, and they began their ministries to spread the gospel. They weren't just sitting in one small town in their home and going to the synagogue or preaching from their home. They got up and did. Go ye therefore into all the world. Teach the gospel to all nations. Well, that's another thing about, witnessing and those things I've talked about previously is we are the all the world here in the United States. We are not the core. Christ was not from the United States of America. He was from what we now know as Israel. And within that, we need to reach out around us to those that are poor or stricken, homeless, struggling. Because you never know that one little thing you might do, helping someone with a dollar or a mother with diapers, or an old homeless veteran with a ride to the VA, although I wouldn't suggest the VA too much these days, but or to appointments, or a can of food, even if it's a can of pork and beans with a pop top. That can make so much difference in ministering to somebody. As long as it's done from the right spirit. Our ministry is called, the main ministry is called Servant Spirit Ministries. We are to be servants, not to be lording over other people. Oh, I'm a Christian, I'm doing this to help. No, it's not about that. It's not about patting yourself on the back. I do this podcast, you know, it's not to pat anybody, pat ourselves on the back. It's to show, it's to share, you know, the struggles. Don't get me wrong, there are days we get mad, angry, frustrated. Especially when there are people that say they're going to help in a certain way and, you know, things don't work out as quickly as we think it should. Or, for example, when this car was donated to us through the local church there, back there in Kentucky, the pastor of the church made sure that, that we had insurance on the car. So that way we could get it titled and registered, as, you know, make it quick, easy handoff. Well, come to find out, there was a bit of issues with paperwork, but it was on the other end. The person donating the car had to retrack down some paperwork. So, yeah, there's a little bit of, on our end, you know, we pay a little bit extra in insurance before we even sight unseen on a car. What kind of faith is that? You're paying a month and a half of car insurance on a car you haven't even seen yet. You know, it's not faith in man, it's faith in God that it'll come through. It's just, you know, it was frustrating. In the moment, it was extremely frustrating. My wife was fuming about it. And I was too. I'll admit I was too a little bit, but we trusted in that it was going to happen. It was just a matter of not our timing with the Lord's. And that's just something that, you know, too many people are, we want it now, we want it right away. And it can be frustrating to have to wait. Even for a couple of veterans. I was in the Navy. Lunchtime on an aircraft carrier is a big hurry up and wait process. You hurry up and get into the line. But it could take you an hour or half hour just to get through the line to start getting food on your tray in the cafeteria on board the ship. So, yeah, I've kind of rambled around in circles here a little bit, but there's a point to it. You know, this podcast is about faith. Faith in the Lord that He will provide what we need when we need it most. Problem is, we think we know what we need. And we think we know when we need it most. And so, yeah, the process itself is frustrating. But we can't lose faith. Because that's where Satan creeps in. With the doubts. And thinking other people are lying to us, and therefore we don't trust the ministers. Or those are the others, that are, other Christians or so, that might be help, that are, they're trying to help us. And then we end up saying something that we may regret, and end up basically that blessing that might have been coming is no longer coming because we got in our own way. And I wanted to touch base on that. Because that's been a big key thing. At least since 2020. The beginning of 2020 has been the biggest thing. Is really trusting in the Lord to provide. I mean, and when you live full time in an RV and have a very limited income, you know, hopefully it'd be nice if there are listeners that do help support the podcast and or the ministry. And if you do, they will be, you know, whatever, if you do donate, those things will be applied in the appropriate directions. Because, you know, we're not, you know, beyond saying, hey, we need help. We trust in that the Lord will, for those that are meant to help, will be able to. But prayer works wonders. And trusting in the Lord. And I hope if you're listening to this, it helps you see that as well. That you learn to trust in the Lord more in your daily life. Where no matter where you may be, whether you're in a sticks and bricks home, have a wonderful job or position, you know, that you trust in the Lord that He's going to provide. Don't worry about, here's a fun saying for you. Don't sweat the petty stuff. And don't pet the sweaty stuff. But sometimes the sweaty stuff is an old vet on a hot Texas day. You don't want to pet them, but, you know, shaking their hand is not exactly the greatest thing either sometimes. I'll admit, my hands can be a little slimy at times too on those days. Hey. Life is life. Enjoy it. The next time you're outside, look around. Look at the creatures God has created. The squirrels. The skunks. Oh boy. You know, the birds. The deer. If you're anywhere, the rabbits. Even the snakes and the rats and all those fun creatures that some of us are very afraid of and others embrace like it's nothing. But I'm not saying I'm afraid of them, I just know a few people who are. But they are, God provides for them. You know, they have their food, they have their shelter, even if sometimes it's your own home, uninvited, or garage, or barn. But there's provision. And I pray you find the provision in your life and have the faith to trust in God. To know that, A, you're loved. God loves you way more than the creatures. Christ died on the cross for us, for you, for me. And none of us are perfect. I know the heck I ain't. Just listen to me talk half the time. But Jesus died on that cross to take away our sin, for the forgiveness of our sins, to be that sacrifice. And then He rose from the dead. all the keys to death. Nothing's telling me to come back. And we are loved by God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That life is not going to be all flesh and blood. Yes, it is a spiritual life. But while you are here in this, on this physical plane, he's going to make sure you're provided for, one way or another. And like I said, it may not be the best. It's not going to be steak and shrimp and crab legs for dinners every night. It could be ramen noodles. Or, when I drove truck over the road, even if it was just a package of crackers and a cheap, small stick of jerky and a cup of coffee, I had provision. He provided. And occasionally, fellow truck drivers bought pizzas to share with more than one driver for those of us drivers that were struggling. And maybe someday, that driver ever hears this podcast that did that, you know who you are. Thank you. Got me through, helped me through a rough time. But, and here I am, 47 years old. My life has not been great. But God has made sure I've had something to eat every day, something to drink, and at least somewhere to lay my head. Even if it was under the stars, there was still some place to lay my head. So there's some things to think about there. I'll leave that with you. And we'll go from there until the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Christian Cowboy Journals podcast, a ministry of Servant Spirit Ministries. If you would like to find out more or to donate, please go to servantspirit.net. Or you can find us on social media platforms, Twitter and Facebook, under Servant Spirit Ministries. And the Christian Cowboy Journals podcast is a group within the Facebook page, as well as there are some other social media platforms where you can find Reverend Eric Miller, myself here. You can also donate via givesendgo.com/servantspirit. And we hope to hear from you, since this platform is hosted, this podcast is hosted on Anchor by Spotify. Please feel free to send us a message, interact with us on social media. Subscribe, follow, notify, all the fun stuff that everybody always says. Have a blessed time, and I hope you listen to us in the next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.